On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
All right, Mackenzie Skeeters is in studio with us with ViTalent, ViTalent.org. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, and on the website, you'll find, is it already there to sign up to give blood?
It is already there.
All right, well, we do this every Good Friday. How many years, do you know how many years we've been doing this now?
At least 10 years, I believe.
Okay.
Not more.
I haven't been on there yet. If it's there, I'll try to be the first guy again, okay? I don't know, I've done it at least a couple. First time I went to give blood in the van, I'm a hard guy to find the veins, you know, and we didn't do it, you know, because they're having that rough, and it's my bad. I have since learned, friends, that if you're going to go give blood, especially if you're like me and you're hard to find, drink a bunch of water. Now, there's an amount of water that's dangerous, but drink a bunch of water. Make it easy on the phlebotomist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of water the day before and the day.
You know, whenever someone misses me, when they poke me, and they're like, I'm like, you know what? It's my bad. You're doing just fine.
Yeah.
But no, let me encourage you in that way, if nothing else. But let's get back to, Calvary connects blood giving because there is life in the blood of Christ. And it was through his blood that we are saved, the sacrifice that God demanded of blood. Christ gave his blood, and he overcame death that we might live. Now, let's get to the science part of blood. Mackenzie, it's true. There's life in the blood. I mean, can you make it without blood?
We can't, no.
No, right. Not even fake, right? Is there any?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Science can't do it. Only everyone's donations can save other lives.
Now, lives are being saved in New Mexico through your blood donations. But, you know, have you ever had an overflow of blood in the... Ever since, whether it was the Big Red Building and those, whatever it was called before, to ViTalent, I've never had a representative come in here and say, "Oh no, we're good, we got plenty."
No,
it's never a thing, is it?
That's not a thing, no.
Yeah, blood is needed, but it's not just blood too. Plasma. Tell us the opportunities people have to give life to others here in New Mexico.
There's a lot of opportunities. You can always go down to our center on University and donate platelets for our cancer patients. For Good Friday, we're going to be doing whole blood donations and Power Red donations.
Now, what's the difference?
So whole blood is going to be, we will just take your blood only, and that's about the size of one of the plastic water bottles.
Uh-huh.
Power Red donation is going to be, they're going to be taking out your blood, they separate the components and they give you back your plasma and some saline to make you feel a little more refreshed.
Okay.
And for that one, you do have to meet certain height and weight requirements.
Okay. And, you know, Good Friday, we're going to encourage people to go to ViTalent.org. Can you just search for a Calvary on the site, or what's the process?
Yes. And yes, if you search for Calvary, it should show up on April 3rd. And the blood drive is 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay. And really, you don't have to go on before. It makes everything so much quicker and so much easier for everyone, for ViTalent, for you. But it's easily done. Go to the website and look for ways. There's actually different places to give as well. We hope you can give, you know, at the Good Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Calvary Church Albuquerque on Osuna. Three trucks coming?
Yep, we'll have three buses.
Okay. And do we ever have a, we filled it all. You guys, you know, we got plenty of people.
No.
Okay, let's get a goal. Let's do that. Okay, you know, you're pretty dialed into the numbers we've done here before. I've always felt like somewhere between 80 and 100, if we could do that.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. It would be awesome.
Yeah.
Right? Can you share what we've done in years past?
I think we usually do somewhere between 50 to 65
years. Okay. So. Okay, so 80 is a good goal.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And you can do that by going to vitalant.org and giving on is April 3rd, Good Friday. By the way, all the Easter things that are happening along with the Good Friday event, if you go to EasterABQ.com, you'll find details there as well. If you haven't heard about everything that's happening, the Sunrise Service, 7:30 at University Stadium. You'll experience powerful worship led by Tim Timmons. His song was featured in I Can Only Imagine 2. And of course, the Calvary music team, the worship team, along with the life-changing Easter message from Skip Heitzig. And okay, now we said, 80 people for the blood donation. Stadium holds about 40,000 people. I've been there enough to know, the amount of people that show up out there probably range between 14,000 and 22,000 for the Sunrise Service. Let's go 23,000. So what that means is you need to come. You need to bring your family with you. You need to invite some people, but don't just invite people, bring them with you. Do like a car, train down to the stadium. That service, again, it starts, I think it's 7:30, but gates open at least an hour before that. And come on out to worship the Lord and celebrate the resurrection. Well, let's get back to by talent and giving blood. Mackenzie, a lot of people will be 80 at least. I hope we'll be here on Good Friday. If someone can't make it on Good Friday, as I mentioned, there's other places that the vans are going that people can look for around town on the website and scheduled to stop by at those places. We were talking about this off the air. I give, because I want to give. And I will tell you, and I'm sure, Mackenzie, I told you this story. And other people have told you their family stories. They've had a family member in an accident. They've had a family member, whatever. I had a granddaughter that was born that they actually call them ghost babies. She had lost 80% of her blood. And people hear that and go, no, she didn't lose 80. It was documented. She lost 80% of her blood. And she was saved through a couple of blood transfusions. Every time I give, I want to do that for someone else's family. I don't know what the story is, but there's a story, right? You've heard of how many? I mean, you've got countless, I'm sure.
Yeah, we hear these all the time. And the reality of it is you never know when it could be your family or when it could be you that's going to be needing that blood. So
yeah,
it's always good for us to have that supply of blood for emergencies. And once we need all the donors, we need like 400 donors every single day in order to keep up with the demand that we have.
Okay, and there's 900,000 people in the metro area, 400.
Yeah.
It can be done. And get the mentality in your head, for my family. I'm going to do this for my family. And the truth is, your blood will probably go to someone else's family, but someone else's blood is going to be there for your family. How often can someone, if they decide, I'm going to make a regular thing of this and give blood, how often can they do that?
If you donate a whole blood donation, it's going to be every 56 days. If you donate a Power Red, every 112 days.
Okay.
And for platelets, if you choose to go to the center to do platelets, you can do that more often, like once a month at least.
Okay. There are opportunities like every other month you could be down there giving blood, depending on what you did. And there's quite honestly people, and God bless them, that may be going there just, to get some gas money. But I'm glad that they do because their blood is used. But tell us about, people may hear that and go, what?
Yes. So for the Good Friday, for the majority of blood drives, we do enter you automatically into win. Give me one second. I'll check the...
But the reason I bring this up is a little bit of motivation. On the website at vitalant.org, there's the peace. I see the pot of gold because we're headed towards March 17th. But peace, luck, and $10,000 bucks entered into win a pot of gold. And listen, if you don't want the money, you can, you know, you can donate it to Vitalant. I don't know. Can you? Is it?
So what it is, I don't know if you would want to donate that back, but you, in addition to being entered to win the money, you also get donor points. So you can log on to your donor award store and you can trade your points in for gift cards to Amazon or for swag for Vitalant or whatever you want. So it's pretty cool deal
as
well.
Yeah. So pray about you know what you're ready to give on Good Friday. If you know if you plan on giving Good Friday, don't you know you can go give blood now. I don't want to tell you not to do that. But on April 3rd, that's a Friday morning, 8 o'clock at Calvary Church Albuquerque in the parking lot till 3 o'clock. If people are lined up out the door, you're staying past 3?
Sure.
Okay? All right. Well, appreciate all the time you put into this. And let's see if we get 80 people. Sound good?
Sounds good. Thank
you. If I look for an update from you, can I get it and let people know how close we are? Okay.
Of course.
We'll do that between now and then.
Gotcha.
All right. Thanks again. Vitalant.org is a place to go. Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.